USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Children and teens have gained weight at an alarming rate during the pandemic, the CDC reported Thursday. More than 430,000 kids ages 2 to 19 years old were studied. And it says the nationwide closure of schools and early child care settings may have reduced the ability for children to have regular physical activity and access to healthy meals. The science revealed children who were a healthy weight were gaining an average of 5.4 pounds a year. That's 2 pounds more than before the pandemic. Firefighters have wrapped the base of the world's largest tree, the General Sherman tree, in a fire-resistant blanket as they tried to save old sequoias from wildfires burning in California's rugged Sierra Nevada. A new survey revealed nearly half of all gun owners since 2019 have been women. According to a 2021 National Firearms Survey, analysts say the increase is likely due to the uptick in violence across the country. USA Radio News.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Yeah. Is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
President Trump called the Russia collusion a witch hunt, and it looks like he was right. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The special prosecutor probing the origins of the federal investigation into ties between the Trump campaign and Russia, John Durham, has charged Washington lawyer Michael Sussman with lying to the FBI during the early stages of the inquiry. Sussman, who worked as an attorney for the Hillary Clinton campaign, is accused in a grand jury indictment returned Thursday of a single felony count of making a false statement during a September 2016 meeting with FBI General Counsel James Baker.
Lawyer Alex Murdaugh surrendered Thursday to face insurance fraud and other charges after state police says he arranged to have himself shot dead so his son could get a $10 million life insurance payout. The shooter, Curtis Edward Smith, only grazed him. The killing of Murdaugh's wife, Maggie, and their son, Paul, in June remains unsolved. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Mainstream media continues to bash the unvaccinated in America. Don Lemon on CNN.
I think we have to stop coddling people when it comes to this and the vaccine, saying, oh, you can't shame them. You can't call them stupid. You can't call them silly. Yes, they are. The people who are not getting vaccines, who are believing the lies on the internet instead of science, it's time to start shaming them. What else? Or leave them behind.
Journalist from The Hill, Joe Concha on Fox News, says this rhetoric does nothing but divide Americans.
The irony of Don Lemon saying this to Chris Cuomo, you know, the guy who faked his own quarantine, got into a verbal confrontation with some 60-something-year-old man while the anchor was sick and shedding the virus, is lost on no one, believe me. But this is what Don Lemon does best. He divides people against each other in the most pious terms possible. And as an African-American, he should also report, or at least realize, that when broken down by race, we're talking about vaccine hesitancy, the highest is among African-Americans. Something like 30% of African-Americans in New York, for example, are vaccinated. That's it, right? And you compare that to Asians, where in that particular race, it's almost 70%. Whites is around above 50%. So this isn't the own on dumb Southerners, I guess is what Don Lemon is targeting here, that he thinks it is. Because, as you said, there are many reasons why people are hesitant, or maybe because they think they already have the antibodies to fight this disease better than the vaccine. Either way, you don't get people to get vaccinated by shaming them.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.